This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So, last night, and I think I can say this, and the audience would agree, in terms of the pandemic short-circuiting content, among the only good thing to emerge during this pandemic is these versus battles that are breaking out. Last night, everybody was locked in on Gucci versus Jeezy, and this has been a pandemic revelation, has it not? Where the entertainers are being kept creatively from entertaining us, and so they're finding ways to do it. This time on what would appear to be the Magic City stage. That's where Lou Williams got in trouble, is it not, for his chicken wing strip club misadventures? So they've got historic beef, and Tony's our resident hip-hop head. But, Mike, you must have been eating this up last night, no?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's the best one of those I've seen. And it really captured the heart of America's youth, and it harkened back to a time, so it was dashes of nostalgia and drama. 1.6 or 1.7 million people tuned into this live stream that was done on various social media platforms. It was a massive success. However, I should remind people that like 3.9 million people tuned into The Amazing Race.
But it's fun to see these things sprout out from the weeds. It's sort of a new form of 2020 entertainment where you're getting an intimacy and you feel, even though there are millions of people there with you, like you're seeing something that not everyone is seeing, and that you have a unique connection and appreciation because you know some of the history, some of the beef. You certainly know the music. So, Tony, what happened? Like, you find out about this and what happened with you last night, as because the sports world was a bit transfixed by this last night.
Yeah, Dan, and Gucci versus Jeezy, there's obviously longstanding beef that you can go back in history. Gucci made no bones about it that he was just going to go and attack Jeezy at every single point during every single song. And Jeezy tried to be the bigger man, and Gucci's like, no, I'm just going to keep ripping you.
And so who ended up winning? Was there a consensus winner? Was it close? Why do you think, Mike, that it was the best of these? And which one was the best before this one?
The whole idea is, the best one was probably the Teddy Riley one, now that I think of it, versus Babyface with all the technical difficulties, because that was hilarious. But this one was the first time that they pit two artists against each other that genuinely did not like each other. However, happy ending, which was a pretty amazing. I think Jeezy won it just because I know more of his songs, it resonated more with me. And then that whole speech that he gave before Put On was just like, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, he set everything up perfectly. Like, Gucci was just saying, hey, put my songs on. I've got new stuff. You have old stuff. But Jeezy was actually, like, almost weaving together a storyline with the songs that he was playing. And to me, I think Jeezy has the more certified bangers than Gucci does. But that's just because he's gone, you know, triple platinum, quadruple platinum with all these
what,
different records.
What is the actual verified history? Like, that beef has escalated to a place where things have been reported that they've tried to harm one another, correct? Like, it's not just these two guys talking or dissing each other or rapping against each other. Like, this isn't just 50 Cent where he goes after everyone and creates beef and promotion.
I'm like, not snitching about the beef, all right? Just know that it's very real.
I don't understand what you just did there. Tony, can you help me?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Can you
about.
Help careful, me with Tony, some information? Yeah. Because what do you mean careful? What are you telling? I mean, some of this
he
stuff.
Cares about
that the streets is watching.
Yeah. Some of the streets are the streets is watching.
Yes, Dan, the streets are watching. And again, I will not snitch on anybody, but there has been incidents in the past where people have gone to jail, where some people have not made it through certain terms. So it's very. It's very tight.
All right. What does that mean? I mean, you guys are talking around this because the streets are listening. What did he just say about the term? How did you finish that thought? The term wasn't completed in jail because someone died in jail? Like, you guys need to speak more clearly about this.
No. You need a little bit of mystery. Like, for example, on the Big Suey, we were talking about radio legend Cox on the Radio. He went on NBC News, did a whole expose on payola in the industry. And what happened? Because he didn't keep his mouth shut, several days later, they beat up Cox on the Radio.
That is true.
He was badly beaten.
That's a thing that happened.
Because the streets is watching.
I understand, but what just happened to Tony at the end of that? The terms? Are you saying that the people are dying before their prison terms end?
No. What I was saying is that somebody didn't make it out of this life in no uncertain terms, is what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to say who did what to whom. I'm just saying that somebody didn't make it.
This is not helping.
Compromise to a permanent end.
Yep.
Billy, do you understand any of what's happening here where Tony and Mike are? They're cowards, really. I like Ron St. John looking at Juan Wiener. I see their coward faces because they're not willing to talk about this honestly.
Well, the streets are listening, Dan.
Right, they're always listening, Dan.
Okay, has this topic ever been covered with less street credibility than this show has?
I still don't know what the topic is.
I know. I mean. Well, we lost you 6 minutes ago. What do you imagine? What can you tell us about Gucci, Jeezy versus any of it? Like, has it felt to you like we've been speaking Mandarin?
I love the Gucci man.
Do you have any information that you can give us on any of these? Do you know who versus is?
No.
The rapper versus.
I know it was Seahawks versus Cardinals last night. I mean, versus has the hockey too, right?
I want to know what you were doing
when
we were having this conversation. I want to know what you were looking up on the internet and how you were searching to keep up with this conversation, the way you tried to keep up with the Que Pasa USA conversation in Big Sui.
I was looking up the Gucci man, but nothing came up.
Okay.
All you have to do, Stu, is say this. Burr. That's it. That's all you need.
Burr.
Oh, that would have been funny if you had just launched one of those at me. So no one's gonna give me any information, any real information, because they're afraid of the streets on the history of the beef between Jeezy and Gucci.
What happened with John Buchagross? What?
How's it working?
Yes,
again?
I've got it working
God,
now.
I rebooted it.
I've got it back. I didn't think the Bucci Grass joke was any good when I heard it in Mike delivering it to you in your headset.
Burr.
Don Libertard.
Ravens could double up the Colts, and they are good against every team except the Steelers. I mean,
so that's a 14-point win there for the Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah. Double up, 2 touchdowns.
Stugatz.
I think double up is a score. Like, if the Colts have 10 and you double them up, you score 20. Well, I don't think double
that's
up.
That's how you do it. I do it differently.
Okay, but I don't think that double them up. Like, you explained it to me as
you
if
have
I was
your
supposed
way,
to.
I have my way.
I understand, but that's not technically doubling up. Like, I think you used the phrase wrong or something happened.
Double up plus 4.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what he meant, of course.
Mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns.
You never cease to amaze me.
He's amazing. He really is. He's breathtaking in his stupidity.
This is the Don Levitar Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they can save you hundreds on your car insurance. All guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Let's take a minute here for our friends at Advance Auto Parts. Don't know about you, but my morning commute is filled with thinking about who won, who lost, who's going to light it up next week. The last thing I want to be thinking about are my car's lights. That's why I swung by Advance Auto Parts. Not only did their experts set me up with 2 Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights with the furthest down-road visibility, but I saved $15 as well. For better vision during these dark winter mornings, advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
I love that Mike Ryan brings up our street credibility here with a little bit of Cher bringing us in because we're getting roundly and soundly criticized on social media. Someone writing in here, listening to you old guys talking hip hop is cringe AF.
You don't get the show.
You're cringe AF.
We were talking hip hop.
We were sounding like people who knew all about Bucci Man and Jeezy. And the audience says, that is not your domain, old people. It is the young person domain. I'm smarter than you about Jeezy and what happened with his best friend. And you are cringe AF.
Versus and Bucci Man. I thought we were talking Puck. I mean,
I thought that was the joke, but sorry that so many of you are angry about us for making it. Mike, is Taysom Hill starting for the Saints now?
Yeah, surprisingly, it's not
going to be Jameis Winston. Stugatz, I was rooting for the Jameis experience, and I heard Stugatz saying earlier this week that it's now or never for Jameis, and it appears, I don't even know what that means, now or never.
Well, I think this is Jameis's, or at least I thought it was Jameis's big opportunity and maybe last opportunity to prove that he could play quarterback in the NFL. I mean, I think he chose the Saints for...
I mean, Stugatz, he threw for 5,000 yards. He can play quarterback in the NFL.
It wasn't as if teams were lining up to sign him once the Bucs got Tom Brady.
But they weren't lining up to sign Tannehill either. Like,
I thought it was a good opportunity at the expense of Drew Brees, of course, a good opportunity for Jameis with a great head coach in Sean Payton, a great offense to maybe have a chance to resurrect his career and perhaps be the guy that replaces Drew Brees or parlay this into a longer contract elsewhere. And that doesn't appear to
be
the
case. But he couldn't beat out Taysom Hill.
I know.
Who's 30 something years old and whose college resume is pretty flimsy.
I think the problem here is that this was a question. Considering what they're paying each player, Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, you'd think Taysom Hill would easily be the starter after Drew Brees is out, but that wasn't the case.
Well, I thought, though, that both Dominique and Bomani, and I don't know how much of the black-white stuff is going to end up making an appearance on this, but I thought that it was pretty much understood that if Drew Brees couldn't play, it was going to be Jameis Winston. And even though the Saints paid Taysom Hill, and even though Sean Payton has said publicly, I think that he's got the future as quarterback, I thought that everyone assumed that Jameis Winston would be the one who would step in there. And I'm surprised to hear today that it's not. It's going to be a guy who is in his 30s, whose professional resume has next to nothing on it playing that position.
I mean, he in the playoffs, he threw probably the nicest pass, arguably, of the entire playoffs.
Yeah, but Mike, but he's also playing as a decoy. He's playing as something that you have to guard against.
Well, he's more than a decoy. He's an effective offensive weapon. Some would refute when he's under center whether or not they're better.
I'm saying decoy as a quarterback thrower. Right. Him playing a full game is not something that I thought I was going to see right now.
Yeah, it's quite the conundrum, too, because he's like, the much more athletic quarterback of the two when you talk about racial dynamics here. But they're paying Taysom Hill a lot of money. I thought what I assumed was going to be a combination of the two because Jameis Winston's considered the better reputation thrower as well. So I thought maybe an increased role for Taysom Hill. But according to this report from Adam Schefter, Taysom Hill is taking all the snaps.
Right.
The first team snaps.
And part of that report is he beat him out in practice. He's had a better week of practice. So maybe they want to see if Taysom Hill is someone who could play a full game at the quarterback position. Right? Maybe try it out.
They're certainly paying him one. So, I mean, considering the money that they've allocated to this position, it's easily got to be Taysom Hill when you look at it that way.
Can you get Dominique on here? Call him, and I'd like to talk to him about this because
You don't want to talk to Chris Jericho about it?
At 11:30, we will talk to Chris Jericho about it. the reason I wanted to talk to Dominique about it is because I was taking my cue from him and Bomani, and they were dismissing the possibility that that the Saints were serious about Taysom Hill as a quarterback option. And I was just taking my cue from them and assuming that Jameis Winston would be the guy who would step in there. And I wanted to see Jameis Winston there. But I think more people would like to see Taysom Hill there because he's a total unknown. Like, it's not the recklessness of Jameis Winston. You're going to get a total unknown at quarterback that is one of these Tebow types where you're like, well, how are they going to beat you with that? He's going to run? Is he going to play is he going to end up playing like Lamar Jackson? Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to change their offense, Sean Payton, with Kamara as the running back? Are they going to change it so all of a sudden what's playing quarterback for them is Lamar Jackson-like?
Well, Kamara's questionable as well, so we'll see what happens with him. But Taysom Hill has thrown 18 passes in his career. I mean, Jameis Winston has had seasons as a starting quarterback. It's It's an odd move. We'll see what happens.
But Mike is right when you say the way that they pay Taysom Hill would suggest that they – and they've said they think of him as a future quarterback. They have said that.
Steven Ruiz, who's a great follow, at the Steven Ruiz, no relation, brings up a good point that while this is on the surface a money decision, you're playing the guy who you're paying more money, Jameis Winston, even though he's not paid as much, Jameis Winston has $1.8 million in playing time incentives in his contract. For the team that is up against a shrinking cap, the decision to start Taysom Hill could be a financial one.
No, over $2 million?
A team facing the shrinking cap? I mean, look, there's a lot of people trying to rationalize this decision to not start Jameis Winston, other than, you know, looking at his interception total.
I mean, that's a pretty good thing to look at, though, because what the Saints have had at the quarterback position that they can be certain of, even in a league where Russell Wilson has had a turnover problem recently, is that Drew Brees, under no circumstances, is going to be turning over the football.
There could also be this, right? Sean Payton knows more than us, right? There could be that.
Perhaps.
Because yes. Well, yeah. There's a lot of people assuming that it's going to be Jameis Winston, and you read that report. Taysom Hill beat him out in practice. Mm-hmm. They obviously made the decision to pay Taysom Hill. Granted, he does different things than just be a backup quarterback to a guy that's been injured a lot recently in Drew Brees and is aging.
The first time that I heard about the Saints actually considering Hill as the replacement to Drew Brees is when I was hearing things like Taysom Hill is a poor man's Lamar Jackson. That Sean Payton can use him like that. The Lamar Jackson experience isn't this year what it was last year. The MVP of the league, that team's different. The offensive line has been hit hard, and so they have been lesser across the board playing the Lamar Jackson way offensively for a number of different reasons, including that Lamar Jackson hasn't been as good, and when you're the MVP of the league, you're supposed to elevate whoever it is that you play with, even if you're injured as a team.
If you're Jameis Winston, though, you have to start doubting whether or not there's a starting spot for you in the NFL. Do you not? Like, not a lot of teams lined up to get you. This team lined up to get you as a backup, and now a guy who's thrown 18 passes is getting a start over you.
I thought Jameis Winston went there on a one-year deal to reprove himself with a quarterback whisperer so that the move was next year Jameis Winston could get a job somehow. And I also thought Jameis Winston was picking there because, hey, Drew's old and brittle. He might get hurt. I've got the best chance to play with a successful offense there. I thought that's what Jameis Winston was choosing. I thought that's why he was Instagramming all of his videos, and that's why he lost so much weight. He was playing with a pot belly in Tampa. He is thin now, and Jameis Winston still can't beat out a guy who's thrown 18 passes in his professional career.
Don Lebatard.
In the event that you were wondering, well, how did he become such a know-it-all? Now you know. Now you know. I'm not interested in your opinion. Listen to me, America.
Stugatz.
You just actually made a good promo.
Yes. Can we cut that up and put it next to Big Strong Pocket Presents? Put it next to...
I don't care what you think.
I don't care what you think about anything. The Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30.
I want to talk more about that rejoin in a second. But first, here is Christine Lisi and her conclusive kazoos.
And finally, in 2013, The Wolf of Wall Street set a new Guinness World Record for the most swearing in one movie, with the F word used 506 times, an average of 2.8. That's less than me during a Bills game.
Yes. And I still would like the exclusive audio of
I'm dying for it.
Christine Lisi watching DeAndre Hopkins do that to her Bills. We'll get back to Christine in the next hour, and we will also get to what it is we were just talking about, Stugatz. Dominique Foxworth is going to join us here. But it's not just the Taysom Hill part of this that's fascinating to me. When you hear that rejoin, I don't care what you think. There are so few people at the trough right now in sports where I actually want to hear what they have to say as analysis about X, Y, or Z. It's part of aging, hardened sort of formed, sure, lack of curiosities. It's how you get old. It's intellectually lazy. But I legitimately don't care what most people think talking about sports, because Mike Ryan just gave it to you in the last segment. Doesn't Sean Payton know more about this than the rest of us opining about it? Like, Mike just gave away the game, Stugatz. This has been years of programming at ESPN where we can never just say, doesn't Sean Payton know more about this than the people gasbagging about it on television?
He probably does, but a part of me felt like a part of Mike had died, because it doesn't mean that Sean Payton is right. Just because he's the head coach of the Saints and sees these guys every day in practice doesn't mean
It's what allows bozos like you to question him. He's not guaranteed to be right, but he's guaranteed to have more information about the probabilities of being right than you, who always want the probability of being able to say into a microphone that he's wrong because you want to think you know as much as he does.
People criticizing the decision saying Jameis Winston should start over Taysom Hill could very well be right, but it seemed as though in our entire discussion we had not considered that maybe Sean Payton might be better.
It gives away the game, though, entirely.
You just gave away my game.
All our sports coverage. So, Dominique, explain to me what happened here, because I was just telling people that I took my cue from you and Bo on questioning whether Taysom Hill could be a quarterback in the NFL with 18 passes, given what his college resume is.
Oh, yeah. I think we are all taking our cue from Sean Payton and taking our cue from the games that we watch. Like, if Sean Payton thought that Taysom Hill was a starting quarterback, I'm pretty sure that Taysom Hill would have been the starting quarterback. Like, he begged Drew Brees to come back. And generally, you know how hard it is to find guys who are starting quarterbacks. You don't risk their health by having them run down on kickoff and punt and doing all types of wild things. So he might believe that, and he might be right. Obviously, he knows more about this than all of us. And he also is close to it, which sometimes gives you a little more information, but also can make you a little blind to certain things. He might be right, but I'm just saying that nothing that I've seen Taysom Hill do on the field or the way that they treat Taysom Hill suggests to me that they believe that he's going to be a franchise quarterback, which is fine. He's an awesome player. He's making a lot of money. He's really helpful. He's an important part of their offense. But he doesn't seem like a franchise quarterback from what I've seen.
Oh, wait a minute. We got Skeptical Billy here. This is, I want to see what Skeptical Billy wants to get in here on.
Dominique, let's just do it. Let's just say Sean Payton's wrong. He's wrong, and we'll take it a step further. Jameis Winston's going to have more passing yards in this game than Taysom Hill is going to have. It doesn't matter who's starting. Jameis is going to outperform him. And Sean Payton may see him. He's wrong. Tell him, Dominique.
Sean's a really nice guy. He's wrong. You're right. Never mind. I think Sean Payton is wrong. He doesn't know what he's doing. I should be the coach of the Saints. How about that?
We're back. Well, but I mean, that was meek is what it was, cornerback. It wasn't very strong.
Okay, hold on. Sean Payton doesn't know what he's doing. He got lucky, won a Super Bowl because of an onside kick, and somehow ended up with a Hall of Fame quarterback just because he had a shoulder injury. Anybody could do what Sean Payton is doing. I know better than him. Is that better?
No, you're still too self-conscious. Okay. Well, here's the thing about this, Dominique. Like, Sean Payton has told you both today nationally and with the contract that he gave Taysom Hill, you're wrong. This is my quarterback. Jameis Winston is not my quarterback. This guy's my quarterback.
I don't know what you're saying about what the contract is not a contract that you give to a starting quarterback. Like, it's a contract you give to a really awesome tight end or a really great running back or receiver. Like, that's not a quarterback's contract. And the way that they've been treating him, I don't understand where you're getting this from, that he's been treating him like he's some type of great quarterback. That's not the way that they've been.
They didn't give Jameis Winston money. They gave him money, and now they're starting him.
But they gave him money, Dan, to play the role that he's played for them.
But they're telling you tonight, they're telling you he's better than Jameis Winston.
Daniel. If Sean Payton thought Taysom Hill was as good as you say he is, he thinks he is, then they don't go get Teddy Bridgewater last year, and they don't go get Jameis Winston this year. And Jameis Winston suits up for all the games. because he is the backup quarterback. Now, I understand they might want to run something different and give Taysom a chance. This, them starting Taysom right now, is the very first time that they've treated Taysom Hill like they think he's a starting NFL quarterback. And I have a mountain of evidence that he doesn't believe that he is. Every other thing that he's done with him has not been something that you do with a starting quarterback traditionally. And maybe I'm wrong. I agree with you. Sean Payton knows more than all of us about football. But I'm basing my opinion some off of what Sean Payton does. And Sean Payton does things with Taysom Hill that you don't do with a golden arm.
I mean, he's thrown 18 passes in his career, and we don't know how he's going to use Taysom Hill, Dan. It might just be for a series, then he goes to Jameis. It might be
I'm telling you what everyone cares about listening to this, that they could get him as a tight end this week, that they could get in fantasy.
In fantasy,
ESPN,
though, doing the right thing.
So you get all those stats, the quarterback stats
from a tight end. It's basically the only thing anyone listening to this cares about.
Yep, pretty much, yep.
But Dominique's argument, are they treating Jameis Winston like they believe he's a starter, too? This isn't a Taysom Hill over Drew Brees debate. This is a Taysom Hill over Jameis Winston debate.
No, they absolutely aren't treating Jameis that way. They put Jameis in when Drew got hurt. Like, Taysom Hill presumably has been there for several years, knows the offense better, is more comfortable in that system. When Drew Brees got hurt in the game that they should win, they put Jameis Winston in. Now with some time to prepare, maybe they feel like they get a better chance to win if they put in Taysom because he offers some more dynamic plays and different type of attack. But I think you're right. I'm not here saying that they believe wholeheartedly in Jameis Winston. I just think that the Taysom Hill, the idea that just because they're starting him now means they believe in him, like, that's just a little far-fetched to me.
Here's what I can tell you. Sean Payton should be ashamed of himself because he is not, for a team that's contending for the Super Bowl, is not giving his team the best chance to win tonight's game.
That's how you do it. See, Dominique, that's the way you do it. You are still a rookie around here, man. Thank you, Stugatz.
I just call in,
and then you give this layered opinion. It's got all sorts of tepid water in it. Like, it's just, this is the guy, I remind you, Dominique Foxworth, who said it would be unethical for the Dolphins to put people on the field last year. And now look at them.
Still feel that way. They did not do what I thought. I think that is unethical and morally reprehensible was the term that I used to have people out there if you're trying to lose. It was clear that they weren't trying to lose. I was wrong about what they were trying to about their goals last year. But if they were trying to tank, and if any team ever tries to tank, I still believe it's morally reprehensible to have people who spent their whole lives preparing to get this one opportunity, and then you put them out there and try to ruin their careers by having them lose and not get the best chance to put the best film on. Like, that's a real thing that I think is terrible. Then you not to mention how terrible it is to the other teams. Like, you're making money for these other teams while you're out there putting out a terrible product. It's like being a part of a franchise. You just don't open the doors, but you expect everybody to send you checks. That is garbage. The Dolphins didn't do that. I'm sorry.
Where was this guy a minute ago?
What if it gets you Trevor Lawrence, though?
Where was this guy when the Taysom Hill – look, this you're fired up about. You were so bored on the Taysom Hill topic that you couldn't summon any energy.
So, Dan, I am bored, and also it doesn't matter nearly as much. Like, I am personally offended as someone who worked really hard to get to the NFL. If I showed up to a team expecting everyone to do everything they can to put us in a position to succeed, and they did the opposite, I'd be infuriated. If I showed up on a team and they were like, hey, let's start Taysom Hill, I'd be like, all right, well, I guess we got to play some defense. They say, let's start Jameis Winston. Hey, guess we got to play some defense. Drew Brees is back. Guess we got to play some defense. So it's hard for me to conjure up some fake emotion about something that's not as emotional. But it does really bother me to think that someone would go out there and just lose on purpose and ruin other people's opportunities. That disgusts me. But the Dolphins didn't do that. I'm a big Dolphins fan. I picked them to win the division.
Dominique said if it didn't rain, Sean Payton wouldn't have won that Super Bowl.
If it didn't rain, Sean Payton wouldn't have won that Super Bowl. How's that, Dan?
You're going to have to do better. You're just going to have
Dominique, we'll get back to work.
Dominique, is any part of you worried? Because now you're very publicly against Taysom Hill.
And the Falcons defense is bad.
He's got the Falcons. Yeah. So.
Worried about what? Worried about being wrong?
Yeah, this is one of the worst defenses in the league. There's a good chance Taysom Hill has an electric showing.
You could look like a fool this weekend, Dominique. Like a fool.
I said that the Cardinals were going to win last night. I'm wrong a lot. We're all wrong a lot. But the important thing is we focus on when we're right. We trumpet those times when we're right. That's all we talk about.
That's
right?
It.
Hey, don't give away the game.
You're back. And you're never really
finally,
wrong.
Finally, Dominique,
never really
learning
wrong,
something. Okay. Finally.
Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugats.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. News from the Dan Le Batard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed after listening to the first segment talking about the versus battle between Gucci Mane and Jeezy. Daniel Quiones, an advocate of soul, thinks that we should have asked the black guy when he tweets, "This is why you need at Bomani Jones on to explain this beef."
Okay. I think that you're telling us that only versus conflicts between Jeezy and Gucci are something that can only be talked about in a sophisticated fashion by black people. I object to your premise, and I find it racially biased. And so you can think whatever you want about that. We are also allowed to talk about Gucci and Jeezy, no matter how white we sound doing it.
Yep.
No matter how ignorant we sound doing it, I remind you, if you make too much fun of our ignorance, that Stugats was just making the argument that he knows as much or more than Sean Payton about Taysom Hill while never once pronouncing Taysom Hill's name correctly. So that's fairly amazing that you would arrive at that point of expertise. I know more than Sean Payton, can't even accurately pronounce his name in the realm I'm supposed to be expert in, which is broadcasting the pronunciation of names.
Is this the Beach Boys?
This does sound like we've spent this entire time. Stugats, you thought he couldn't sound whiter than he did when we were talking about verses. You should watch him point as if on a surfboard to Beach Boys music. That was Stugats dancing. I don't know if television on ESPN Plus has the ability to show us a replay, but what Stugats is dancing is imagine him pointing at something over your shoulder when you're facing him. Like, it's not dancing as much as it is just his fingers puncturing the air.
It's the way you dance to the Beach Boys, Dan.
It's the way you dance if you don't know at all how to dance.
Yeah.
What was Stugats doing, Mike? You were on a surfboard. You were clearly pantomiming the feeling of being on a Beach Boys surfboard. Stugats was just pointing all over the place in various directions.
He's not a good dancer.
Yeah.
It took you to today. But
hasn't he said many times that he kills it on a wedding dance floor?
Yeah.
Hasn't he said many times?
I've been on a dance floor with him. He had some moves.
At the bat mitzvah, my kid's bat mitzvah, Mike, Roy, we were all on the dance floor together. I'm a terrible dancer. The key to being a terrible dancer is just not caring being a terrible dancer. Yeah. I don't care. I'll go out there and dance.
Confident there, too.
No, but I imagine that he danced like Danny DeVito dances. I imagine. And I just saw a piece of it.
Yeah.
How do you imagine who's the public figure that you associate with how it is Stugats might dance? I'm all in with DeVito. Beat me, I dare you. Because that is what he's giving off when he's on a surfboard, frumpy, hairy, and puncturing the air with his fingers. Nobody dances with their fingers. Who dances with their fingers?
Gludia. That's where I got it from. Full House.
Coulier?
Oh, him.
I think you made him a hockey goalie.